Heavenly Father, we come to you today, and again, I want to just ask you to watch over us, give us guidance, and just give us the attitude that you'd want us to have and about all the things that are going on, wherever they might be, God. And we pray, God, that you give us wisdom today, that you just help us to know the things to do, to say, and to act so that we would be pleasing to you, that we honor others. Pray, God, that you just help us to share the great knowledge of salvation through Jesus Christ. We also pray, God, that you be with our country, be with this county, be with the state, be with the United States of America, God. We just pray that you be with them. Help those that might need your helping or your healing hand or your hand of comfort. Just be with them. And these things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Mrs. White, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, June 26, 2017, 9:08 a.m. I don't see anybody signed up for public comments, so any commission remarks? Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve check numbers 445608 through 445658. No warrants and one journal entry transfer.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approve previous meeting for June 19, 2017.
Move to approve previous meeting for June 19, 2017. Minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Village of Taneyville request for time extension. Wastewater treatment facility improvements.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
As stated, this is a request submitted by the Village of Taneyville, and they're asking for a time extension. The Village of Taneyville is requesting that a time extension be granted for the above-referenced project, and that was the wastewater treatment facility improvements project specific to their filter system addition, and this is in the design and bidding phase of the project. This is due to the consultant hired by the village taking extra time to check with multiple disc filter manufacturers to ensure competitive pricing, which delayed the completion of the design process. The original agreement termination date was March 31, 2017. The village is requesting that a revised termination date of October 31, 2017 be granted. Attached are three copies of the amendment to the intergovernmental funding agreement. The Village Board of Trustees approved the amendment copies on June 6, 2017. Each copy has been reviewed and approved as to form by an attorney representing the County Commission. That would be my recommendation given the circumstances that the request be approved.
Was this part of their original request for the year? Was it the special?
No, this actually we had two special ones from Taneyville so far this year, but this is actually one that was in their original request.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No. What was the?
If.
Go ahead.
No, nobody has any objections.
I don't.
I move that we approve to extend the time to October 31st, 2017, on the agreement. The original agreement of the filter addition on between the Village of Taneyville and the Taney County
Commission. Mm-hmm. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, let's see. Ordinance rescinding of PACE program participation. I have a letter dated June 13th from Mr. Cotty, and the proposed ordinance rescinding participation in the Mid-Missouri Clean Energy Development Board and the property assessed clean energy program, which has been prepared by the legal department, and he approves it to form. And there's a prepared order here, order rescinding participation in the Mid-Missouri Clean Energy Development Board and the property assessed clean energy program. You want me to go ahead and read this, or do we need to vote on it first? Or?
What, I think we can discuss it.
We can have some discussion.
What is the, so right now, if a business wants to use it, I guess my question is if it's available and they don't want to use it, they don't have to use it, right?
I've only spoke, the residential part has been, this was adopted in 2012 by the county commission, and I don't believe it was thoroughly understood at the time, as it wasn't in Missouri at that time. It was in two other states, as it grew first in California and Florida. And when it started coming forward, when I myself became aware, I was in another position as collector. And the way the statutes are put forth and is presented, it was part of the Clean Energy Act that was from the federal government that Missouri put on, and each county had to adopt it. And at that time, I've spoken with another city that's in it that they're going to get out too. They tried to get a business that had burned, a major business in their district, and tried to go through it through the city. And it's the board is located in, I believe, Jefferson City, the main board, and all of, they were unsuccessful. And it was very unsatisfactory for them. And
I guess because if there's businesses out there now that's trying to utilize the PACE program to help businesses or residences get solar power, and that's a lot of what it is, right? It's the PACE program helps fund solar power. Am I understanding that
clean
correctly?
Clean energy. It could be a heating cooling system in your house.
So. Mm-hmm. So I guess my question is if we rescind it, or what was the, if we rescind the ability to have that program in the county, are we going to hurt anybody? And if we leave it, are we hurting anybody, or is it just another tool that if they so choose, they can utilize that tool?
The associations that I've been involved with that have checked it out and met with the different groups that want to do it, it would be bringing in a board, an organization from outside the state, could be, that, and they would then, if they chose to do that, say if you present it to an older person that didn't thoroughly understand, and you could go before them and you could say, we can put a new heating cooling unit, or we can put solar panel, whatever it be, in your house, however many $1,000 that they're checked out. The contractor presents himself to this board, and they're approved by that board, and then that's the only contractors that can work that is approved by that board. And then it won't cost you anything. We'll just add it to your real estate tax bill and prorate it out over the years. So if that person then signs that, and I always in my mind visualize it being an older person that they've went to, but if they sign that agreement, then they don't have to pay anything down then, but when they get that real estate tax bill for that first year, that's going to be prorated forever, how much the bill is, however many years. It's going to be prorated out, plus the interest added to it, which when I had checked, excuse me, I'm sorry. When I checked with them, their interest rate at that time was higher than our local banks. And then in addition to that, they would add where the county is to be collected, is to be added to the real estate tax bill and collected as all other ad valorem taxes. So that would mean 1% would come out of that, that instead of the customer, they were going to add that to their bill. So if it were a, they would be paying the tax, the loan amount plus the interest plus the 1% that is collected, that the collector is by statute to collect, plus the amount that they're to collect from the assessment fee. And so the homeowner, if they wanted to put in the same system and they go to their local bank, and also that loan, the way the statute's written, it comes in number one over any bank loan. So if they go to sell the house or the business, that has to be, you've got to find a bank that'll take a secondary mortgage, which I don't believe you're going to find, which they, in other states they found that out, or they've got to pay that off at the time of selling, or you can't get title insurance on it. So I think it's protecting the people.
Well, what if they can't go to their local bank and get a loan? I'm just asking questions because it's not hurting anybody, why would we get rid of a program that could possibly help somebody? And if you're saying it's because of the,
I don't think it's proven that it helps them.
I don't know if anybody taken advantage of the program in the county. I don't know.
If they had, then we probably wouldn't be able to rescind it. And the counties that rescind it, when counties started finding out exactly what it meant, other counties that had adopted. Now, some counties immediately, like Boone County, immediately put out a proclamation saying they would not accept it, and it's a lengthy, I have a copy of it. But the several counties that I know that were sold the package back when the people were coming around, and as you know, they've been to meetings that we've been at and made presentations. Several of those counties, four of them I know, are rescinding their order. They're getting out of it. And the one that we have is copying off of Cole counties that they went over.
To be honest with you, I don't know enough about it to... it doesn't sound like it's a good deal, but I don't know that we should... I don't know that our job is to tell the citizens, you're not smart enough to know that this might not be a good deal. Is it our job to what?
Is it our job to act as a collection agency on installment loans for outside companies through our taxing service? We don't do that for banks, for local banks.
I don't disagree with that, but again, that's...
Brandon can say what other auditors say that gives you more information. The other auditors that I talked to about this, most of them, they looked at it and saw the same thing you did. It might be good for a public. But after they did more studying on it, I looked at it pretty closely myself. I believe all it will do is offer that construction company that gets approved by this board an opportunity to actually take advantage of people. And I'm afraid that if that happens, that the county will look bad. That was the worst thing. Your assessor's going to hear, well, why are my taxes going up? Well, your taxes are going up because you did this, but it's not really the county's fault. I don't hear that a lot because I'm not connected with that, but I do hear it some even then. We will have to pay more to do the collection process, I believe. I think the collection process on this is not going to be good for the county. So I think for your information, I would think that it would be you're protecting the citizens of the county by not spending their constituents' money.
Well, if they're getting charged 1% collection fee, does that not cover the charge?